This is a CK to Z news update. The charitable environmental protection organization Friends of Cortez Island, commonly referred to as FOCI, held their annual general meeting, or AGM, on January 20th, which included presentations of project progress in 2021 and a significant change to the board of directors. This was FOCI's 32nd AGM, according to President Max Tyson, who got involved 12 years ago and said, quote, "There is no work more meaningful in these times," end quote. There were a total of 16 participants at the virtual meeting, including staff, project managers, and members. Tyson gave a 15-minute president's report at the beginning, framing the work FOCI is doing in the context of the time period unofficially known as the Anthropocene Epoch, which marks the span of Earth's history with significant human impact on the planet's ecosystems.
I was in deeper conversation with BC Parks biologists that we work with, and I learned that they're incorporating a new approach to conservation that is sweeping through the conservation community that they call the RAD framework, R-A-D, resist, accept, and direct. As you could probably imagine, this is a framework that seeks to incorporate the changes that science sees as inevitable for our ecosystems and proposes a more diverse response than the effort to preserve places in their current condition, which is not an option anymore for conservation groups. Instead, we have to do the hard work of fighting to save what we can, accepting what we can't save, and directing changes toward new stable states, deciding which is which requires some tough love and honesty.
He said FOCI's public events were still decreased due to the pandemic, but there had been guided naturalist walks, a film screening, and a FireWise event that taught low-tech, cost-effective water storage techniques, the recording of which is available. Tyson stepped into the role of executive director for roughly 5 months of last year, while Helen Hall took a personal leave of absence. Hall returned in October and was at the meeting to deliver the financial report, as well as an update on marine stewardship activities and the new Western Screech Owl monitoring project. Last year's flagship project was the Dillon Creek Wetland Restoration at the Land Trust of Lanier Farm. Miranda Cross directed the effort, which included earthworks, native species planting, and the successful removing of sediment from the creek before it emptied into Gunflint Lake. Arlene Tompkins spoke about the Forage Fish Monitoring Project, and Cease and Christine Robinson gave an update from the Stream Keepers. Helen Hall then named Bruce Harrison as the winner of the Joanne Green Environmental Award for 2021. The award is named after one of the founding members of FOCI.
Bruce has been a resident of Cortez Island for about 30 years. He's always exemplified what it means to have a small footprint in terms of his own lifestyle. He's often seen commuting on his bike between Welltown and Manson's. And over the past few years, he's made a significant contribution through the work he's done constructing and maintaining access trails, which are now widely used in the community.
The last agenda item was voting on a new board of directors. Max Tyson and Autumn Barrett Morgan are staying on to serve the remainder of their two-year term. Arlene Tompkins, Miranda Cross, Richard Andrews, Kai Harvey, and Sobana Dilani Hippola stepped down. In their stead, four new members were elected: Lisa Ferrantinos, Michael Moore, Andy Vine, and Ian Seamus Lennon. There was concern voiced over the large turnover in the board members, and continuing director Barrett Morgan said,
"I'm seeing it as an opportunity and as a time of renewal to really assess. It's kind of like having a COVID break for an organization. When we've had a moment and Max and I being on the board while our others resigned, and I certainly have just been assessing what this pause means for the organization, and then welcoming in this new board, what direction would we like to take it? It's actually a really amazing opportunity for FOCI to go through some sort of rebirth, maybe."
Friends of Cortez Island has an office with a resource library in a small building behind Manson's Community Hall, adjacent to the Cortez radio station. They even have tools to lend for ecological work, such as removing invasive species. Their website says it is open on Fridays from 1 to 3 p.m. Tyson describes FOCI as an ecosystem akin to a kelp forest.
FOCI is a bit of an ecosystem of community members similar to a kelp forest, where the executive director or the board of directors create structure around which all these other creatures from the community can find protection or resources, and the whole thing comes to life.
He said the organization is always looking for more support, both in volunteer time and donations.
If people aren't members already, I certainly encourage them to become members. It really lets us know that we're on the right track. And then also getting back to that ecosystem thing, there's a lot of work that we're not doing, and it is really dependent on people stepping up and taking on projects. So if anybody has any of those projects that they feel passionate about or want an assignment, there's a long list of wishful, dreamy projects that we have that could really use champions to get them off the ground. And that's probably the greatest single thing missing from us doing a lot more is people to lead the way. There's lots of work to do. We're in a climate emergency, and we haven't even really done any work on climate at all. It's all been just your standard run-of-the-mill environmental stuff, and we haven't even addressed the biggest crisis that we're facing. Donations are really helpful. I remember hearing one person talking about the organization they represented, and they suggested a really interesting offering. We all tend to spend a lot of money on things that don't support the more beautiful world that we all know is possible, and we're all struggling with those decisions. But what you can do as a sort of antidote to that modern dilemma is, for every dollar that you spend on something that you don't think supports a healthy world, give a dollar to something that you think does support a healthy world. And maybe you'll find that Foci is a deserving recipient of those dollars, and you're welcome to make monthly donations, regular one-off donations, or just a small one-off donation. All of that would be great.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.